Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up and be a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
Learning how to accept the things you can't change. In life, there are often things that happen to us that if we could, we would change. However, the reality is that we cannot reverse the hands of time and force a change in the reality of our past and present situation. Join Talk Straight in-house panelist, Pastor Ricky Waller, as he sits in for Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, the host, and discuss ways to accept the things in our lives that we cannot change. This is an open mic discussion.
Welcome to Talk Straight. I am Pastor Ricky Waller, and I'm sitting in for Pastor Reuben Dockery. On behalf of Talk Straight, we just want to encourage you and to prepare you for things that you're unable to change. I know one may wonder, how can you do that? Well, after experiencing for maybe over half of my life, I learned how to accept things that I'm unable to change. And I just like to share with you on behalf of knowing that tonight here on Talk Straight that we have an opportunity to chime in and to just talk about some things that would be beneficial for you and I as a whole. And again, on behalf of Pastor Dockery, the reason he's sitting in tonight and I am taking over to host the show tonight, I'm grateful for him allowing me to do so. And I want to share something with you before we go any further into this segment. His mother passed, and so tonight he just need to just sit back and get filled with the spirit of what he's going to need by way of power to deal with what he's unable to change himself. And I would say this because not only do I understand that, there are many times when I think about my mother and I think about a song I used to hear, and it goes like this: if I could turn back the hands of time, but I discovered that I was unable to do that. So it's been a blessing just learning how to accept things that I'm unable to change. So I want you all to lift him up and his family and let him know that God has everything that he's standing in need of already placed decently and in order. So we want to thank God again for all of you that's tuned in, that would call in tonight, and to have a great discussion. I want to start out with, if you don't mind, a scripture according to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 4, and I would deal with verse number 9. And the reason for this particular passage of scripture is because, again, in learning how to accept things that one is unable to change, it was challenging. So I just wanted to share a taste, a bit of good news with you concerning this passage of scripture. And it reads in this translation, it says, "So now that you know God," or should I say, "now that God knows you, why do you want to go back again and become slaves once more to the weak and useless spiritual principles of this world?" Now that to me, you know, as I said, my mother passed, and I wanted to let you know how long it's been since 1996. And it's not a day go by that I don't think about her, which is a good thing. And I'm so glad I don't skip days of thinking about her. So I have to embrace the memories. And a lot of other areas in my life, I myself am learning. I'm learning more and more each day how to accept things, again, that I'm unable to change. And if you happen to be dealing with some things that you're trying to change, and knowing that even things that are changeable, sometimes we have a hard time changing even changeable things. Now, there are some things we will talk about concerning what we can change, but let's get into what we cannot change. And that is, every moment go by, there's a moment already gone. So those things we are unable to change. And if you just take the time out to, as I say, be open-minded concerning it, there's a lot of people that I've experienced seeing, hearing, and how they would try to change things that they're unable to change. So I had to learn how to do that. I had to learn how to make sure that I don't want to put emphasis on changing things that I'm unable to change. I wanted to learn how to accept it, which, again, it was challenging, but I was able to make it through due to the help of the Almighty God. The Lord helped me out a great deal with that, because when you're growing up and you don't have no knowledge of that, I mean, of course, we have a tendency to do our own thing. So, again, we just want to encourage you. And you will find it amazing to you once you understand the power of accepting what you are unable to change. Listen to what the scripture is reminding us, and listen to the power of what it's saying to us. And that's the reason why I believe when you're in a relationship with God, and then you learn that there's some things that I would like to change. But when you tap into the power of knowing that you're unable to change it, things become a lot better, whether we like it or not. And that's some of the major areas in my life that I remember, you know, a lot of things that I used to do. You know, and I'm sure some of you probably can relate that you would really like to go back and do. But since change took place and you're learning how to accept what you're unable to change, you start to grow. Glory to God. And so I want to also read it according to King James, Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 9. He says, "But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage?" How is that? You know, some people escape and get free, and then suddenly the desire overtakes them and then end up entangled again, according to the scripture. That reminded me that I had to make sure that I keep a foundation, and I cannot afford to waver day by day. And so it become a practice. And we would go along, you know, and find out how the Spirit of God would lead us tonight. You know, for those of you who know what the Bible says according to Matthew chapter number 11, I was able to look at verse 29 one day, and I understood that I didn't know God. But it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And see, that to me was motivating. It was reminding me that I didn't know him. But then he said, I have something to offer you, so take it. Now, if I don't take it, it's not his fault. So many people have a respect for God today that they just don't want to disrespect God. But the God that I serve is willing to accept you just as you are. And that's the best way to come to him, humble, not knowing anything, and he can receive you a lot better that way. Glory to God. So again, if you're calling in, we just welcome you again to Talk Straight. We want to hear from you, and we will be glad to put great emphasis on the things in which we would have conversation about concerning this particular area of the topic, accepting things that you're unable to change. It's a learning, because there was a lot of times before I knew God, I was trying to change something that I couldn't even change. And then the things that I was able to change, I wouldn't tap into that. So I spent a lot of years, you know, twisted and entangled as a result of that. But thank God for learning. And that's the reason why he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's good news, all by itself. I think we have some callers tonight. I believe we're going to have some callers tonight. I trust that we will, so we can have a conversation concerning accepting the things that we cannot change. That's pretty big. Because you know how long sometimes people ponder over things that they're unable to change? Now, who can capture a mind like that and make a person try to change something that they're unable to change? You know, there's some things we just don't want to understand, we just don't want to accept right now. And I can relate to that. And so it just takes time to learn. You know, it's amazing. It's time to learn how to get to where you would be able to say, I've learned how to accept. And man, I tell you, it was a job for me. Glory to God. I tell you, it was a job for me learning how to do that. And then I was able to move on to the next thing. Give you a good example. I couldn't change those many years that I got captured and got twisted up and entangled into the lifestyle of drugs. That was something that it went by. It was those 20 plus years. But then I learned how to accept that. But let's just go on up into something positive that came out of it. And I'm spending many years now free from that bondage. Well, I have to learn how to accept that. I can't change. I have not only matched it, not only did I get free for 20-plus years after being in bondage for 20-plus years, I have not 25 years. So I've learned to accept that. Even though there was something changeable about what I would do the very next moment, and that's where the power of God comes in at when we read the scripture in Galatians chapter 4, verse 9. After you've known God, after you... You've got a call in? Come on in, caller. Welcome to Talk Straight.
Yes, sir. How are you all? 1098.
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Out
Pardon
there.
Me?
All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How you getting along, brother? Thank you for calling in.
Doing good. Well,
that's
you know,
good.
I always state this. At the end of the day, life get a test. You learn a lesson later. Every day you live is a test. Do you make the right decisions or do you make the wrong decision?
I fail
every time, but I
Go
come
ahead.
Back and I learn my lesson. Because life get a test. You learn a lesson later. Every day you live, something
that's right,
happens. Bro. Something go on. You know.
Yeah. Great.
You
mm-hmm.
miss it the first time, but when you think about it and think about the mistakes that you made, always experience life get a test. You learn the lesson later. Every day, if you stop and think about it, you missed it the first time. You failed the first time. But you learn
Go
from
ahead.
Your mistake, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope.
My.
I will hope.
That's great information, brother. Go right ahead. That's something that we need to hear. You know, there's a learning, you said, you know, after realizing that you didn't get it the first time. And then, you know, you accepted, you know, things that you went through and how you had to deal with it. And then you said along through the process, you got it. And you should learn how to accept that as well. That's the positive part of it. And I just thank God for that information, man. That's what we need to do. You said life experiences, you know, it brings forth from day to day. And that's the way it's designed.
Right.
Life design is already made. And it's just a group of people that's going to get captured, that's not going to know any better, as you and I was just sharing that. And it's amazing that it's designed for people who know to go out and forewarn people. We will talk about that in just a little bit. But I'm so glad you brought that up. Life experiences, man, you're talking about from day to day. And when you don't get it, you fail. And then when you get it, you say, okay, I'm going to accept what I can't change. But
right,
what about what you can change? That's the good news, what you
right.
said. You know, you can, yes, sir, go ahead.
Right, but you have a part of society that's hypocritical. You know, when people have went through things and experienced things and they learn a lesson later, they want to be all, you know, so sanctimonious, saying, well, we don't want the children to know about this. We don't want adults to know about this. No.
That's not good.
The children and the adults should know about this. So, therefore, they wouldn't make the same mistakes that someone else had made in the past. You know what? I like a movie, you know, and it was a good movie. And you know what they said? We don't want to put this movie out into society. You know, we don't want to do that. You know,
we don't want to.
But the movie, it was a good movie. Black exploitation. I'm quite sure you all know about the black exploitation movies. Reverend Docker, help me out for a minute.
So, you saying that you go ahead, Reverend Docker. He's asking for you to come in, but I wanted to make and put emphasis on. I don't know if you heard earlier, and I wanted to make sure I let you know as well. The callers that Pastor Docker's mother passed, and he's sitting back. Yes, sir. So our condolences goes out to him, and we're going to embrace and. We're going to continue our discussion tonight in such a way where he'll be able to receive tonight. I think he's more into the receiving mode tonight. So I think if I can assist in any area that I can, I will. And then if not, we have to allow you to elaborate on what you're talking about, and we want you to know that you can do that. We're open, and we want to tune in. But I'm sure that you wanted to say something to him because he's in. You can hear him. I mean, he can hear you, brother. And if need be, he will come in and say something, and that's all right as well.
I love him, and he is a good gentleman.
Yes, sir.
And he he's trying to spread knowledge. He's trying to spread knowledge. He's not trying. He's doing it.
Yes, he is. I agree.
He is not a talker. He's a doer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We thank God for him, man.
First and foremost. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to lift him up. Yes, sir. And I'm so amazed about him, you know, wanting to continue, wanting to carry it on out, knowing that was a time where you would have thought maybe he wanted to just shut down for this particular segment and, you know, waiting until he get back.
Let me share this with you. My mother died in 1980. I was in the penitentiary. And they gave me a 3-day furlough. They were long enough for me to go through the funeral and see her buried.
I was
a stupid young man doing dumb stuff.
My.
But when it comes to Reverend Dockery, you know, he's blessed. He's blessed.
Yes,
he kept himself on a path.
That's right, brother.
You know, the path of righteousness, not the path of destruction.
Yes,
the
sir.
The way is that he had to come out of penal system to see his mother buried.
Yeah,
funeral.
Things like
of that nature. He's a magnificent young man and an educated man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. You
take nothing from
him. I'm sure his mother would be smiling right now that he's carrying on. He's going on with the segment, knowing that she has
years. In years, I guess I'm older than he is in years. But even though I may be older, but he's full of wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, brother. He's loaded, and we need him. We need brothers like him, man, to be able to carry out, you know, things that we definitely deserve to know. And it's not many like him that is going to carry it out in that manner. And so we have to embrace, lift him up and his family because, again, you know, he decided that he wanted to bring forth information just the same, man. So I appreciate what you said, Outkast. I'm sure he do as well. Man, it's amazing you said it about your mother and where you had to come and see your mother from the penitentiary, brother. And I still say my condolences go out to you because what happened, you know, later on in the years, you know, the change took place, and now you got the precious memories, even though you came from the penitentiary. You know, my brothers, you know, they was locked up when my mother passed, and so I know that had an effect on them. But when the learning come into play is something to accept. Now, I'm going to say this, and this is a beautiful thing here right here. I ended up with a picture of my mother in the car with me today, and I was down there to see my brother who was in the penitentiary. And, you know, I wouldn't show him that picture because I think it would have broke his stride for his work that he was doing because I bet what you just said, Outkast, by him being in prison, and he's doing exceedingly well now, you know. But when he was in prison and, you know, I know the way it's got me right now, I know that he wouldn't have been able to carry on those hours that he was at work and amongst those guys. So I didn't show it to him then, but I'm going to show it to him. But I didn't want to show it to him then. And I like what you said, and I appreciate that because apparently it was painful for you to know where you came from. But, brother, I can believe that she would be so grateful for you today about what you're doing and what you're not doing, and especially in the realm of accepting what you cannot change, man. And we're over into the area of changing things that you could, and, you know, you've accepted that as well. So it's a good thing. That's
exactly
wisdom. You talked about, yes, sir. You talked about
right.
Pastor Dockery's wisdom, but you are as well, brother. Now, and I thank God for that information, man. That was powerful, brother. Yes, sir.
See, this is what I say. Again, life get a test. You learn a lesson later. I look at me. I look at Reverend Dockery. You know, he's a very studious person, a very knowledgeable and educated person. The knowledge that he have, he's trying to pass it on.
Oh, man, by all means. Yes,
and
sir.
I like it. I don't like it. I love it.
That's right, brother. And it's great. And it's great information. And, I mean, it's not just, You know,
but
lip service.
I've been talking to some white individuals, you know, white guys, younger white guys. You know, I talk to them all the time. And I was talking to one younger white guy, I guess they're in their 30s, maybe getting ready to hit their 40s. And one white guy said, "Man, I'm white." People said, "White privilege." He said, "Man, I don't have me being the color I am, it's no privilege." He said, "I work hard every day," which he do.
I believe that.
And I was stoned.
Some people want to come out of that outcast.
You know, he talks about that too. You know, about the poor blacks and the poor whites.
We're
holding this together. But your government, the president that they have now, a lot of them don't even want to even run no more because they know it's foul. I mean, it's messed up. The device.
Well, I guess that you would say that brought forth some light. I guess you say it enlightened some people on, I guess the way they carry it out, and it made people uninterested. Is what you're saying? No longer want to be affiliated with it, and that could be possible. Because there's a lot of flack that's been going on with it. I mean, it's always been going on with it, but it just increased now. And people want the real deal, man. People want, you know, what they really actually deserve. And when you look at the situation concerning, you know, again, with spiritual realm, you know, when God said he's no respectable person, that means that, you know, hey, man, we have learned to forgive people, man. We're the greatest on earth. That I hadn't been around a lot of the ethnic group of people. But, man, from what I heard about, you know, our people from way back, man, I mean, we are just some forgiving-hearted people, man. It's amazing that forgiveness is one thing. Accepting what you cannot change is another. But then what about with that what you know that's changeable? You see, there are some things that are changeable, and that's the time that we have a right to stand up for what's right and say, look, you may not never admit you're wrong. And that may not never take place, but it's what we have learned. And there's power in forgiveness. Oh, yes,
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. But you know something that we cannot change? You know what we really cannot change? We are going to die. We cannot change that.
That's right, brother.
Some things change.
That's correct.
So
that is so correct.
I've always came to terms with that. If you live, you're in the flesh, you are going to die. This can never be changed. We live, we shall die.
That's true. That's true, without a doubt.
And I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to listen to you, and you expound on that. I want you to preach on that, even if don't no one else call in. You expound on that. You tell the truth on that.
Yeah, man, that's something that's valuable. It's worth knowing, you know. It's worth knowing. And I don't know if we have another call or not, but if we do, we want you to come on in, and we will receive your call and what you have to say by way of comments. Just want to tell Pastor Reuben Dockery, giving him your condolences and uplift him again and his family. But in the midst, we will be going to a commercial, in just a second, but I just wanted to let you know we will, you know, at some point we'll have to talk about that. I think it's very deserving to talk about. And I would expound on, you know, to the best of my knowledge, because it's necessary. You know, and it all fits in the realm of acceptance. That's why we have to prepare ourselves to get ready for that we can change and be okay with it, because there are some things that's changeable. So we need to live and enjoy life and all the things that comes with it, but yet still there's going to be some challenging times. But that's all right. We serve a mighty God, man, and I think through his might, that's the strength that we're going to need to be able to receive and embrace and carry out some of the things that we have to learn from him. And so we're coming up on, I'd say the next 60 seconds or less, we want to go to a commercial break, and we will come back, brother, after this song. I just want you to know to stay tuned, and this is Straight Talk. And talk straight. Let's just get it done. We don't want to shuck and jive.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Keep on pushing. Glory to God.
You know, let me share that with you. My niece, she died Friday. You know.
She got our condolences.
She died Friday, 25 years old. We talk about dope dealers, young cats out here selling dope. Young cats are the one to sell dope. They have females in the house with them. And they have easy access to the drugs. This was the case of my niece, 25 years old.
My
four
my.
Kids. One born crippled. You know, folded up. Continues to have surgery and things in that nature. Tomorrow, well, at least 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm heading to Memphis, Tennessee.
Bless
you,
brother.
The body yesterday. I'm going to
Memphis.
Things that we cannot change.
That's right, brother.
When we live, we are going to die. If you live, you die.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And Reverend Dockery, he continuously speak on it. Killing.
Yes.
The drug
dealing.
You know?
Yeah, brother.
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm here in Memphis.
Yeah, man. That's blessed.
25 years old, 4 children. You know, she she knew better. She was reared better. She wasn't raised, sir. She was reared.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And with that dope dealer, easy access to dope. She took it.
Yeah, and everything. and everything that comes with it, brother. That's the thing about it. And I was so grateful, you know, that you was able to also put out there, you know, that, you know, things that you was unable to change because that took place. But then we have to also, we also have to remind ourselves of that, what we can get out of that, and how that we can make things right positively and can cause a lot of that to not happen. So, because in the realm of when it takes place, that's when acceptance have to be able to be exercised, I would say, if you will, you know, and knowing that, how sad it is. My condolences go out to you, brother, and your family concerning it. But this is some of the things that we have to talk more about on how can we, as a people, to learn, as I said, learn how to accept the things that we cannot change. Let's just take for an example. Let's just believe the word of God, say, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And then we're also going to talk about some things that I haven't put out there just yet, Brother Alcaz, that you brought up, and I'm going to share some of that about a person living and dying, you know, in just a little bit. But here it is that we learn to accept that change is possible and that it can be accomplished. And it's here in reach. It's just about where the information is going to come from so it can be applied. Just like in those areas on how we pick up the dope and sell it and use it and cause destruction in our communities, the same way that we put effort to do that, when we tap into the changeable things and realize that, that one day, because it only takes just a moment to change, just like it took a moment to get captured into the twist, it only takes a moment to change into something positive, and all of a sudden it goes on the north, south, east, and the west side, and suddenly we have what is called accept the things that you cannot change. We can't change that we found the answer. We can't change that the community is coming back and being like they're supposed to be. We can't change that. And that's a beautiful thing. Now, this is the thing about the power of, I'm going to share this in 2 Peter, if you will. I want you to listen to this in chapter 3. It says, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked." You see, there's a wicked thing going on. And so if we don't be aware in that, we come around, that's where change takes place at, when we are aware. See, I wasn't aware of the destruction that I was causing in my community. I wasn't aware of the enemy was utilizing the power through me. I wasn't aware of that. But one day, the change, it said out all the people that were killed to the penitentiary through the hands of the wicked, through me. You see what I'm saying? So I just have compassion, man, on what you just shared with me, with the audience and Pastor Dockery as well. Man, we have to continue to, as the song said, keep on pushing, because what the enemy is always placing forth is to remind you that I'm your enemy. And when I'm your enemy, I'm enemy is against you. And
oh,
so now we get
cool with that.
Yes, sir. So somebody else
got
in?
I'm on.
Come on in and talk to us, man. We welcome you in to talk to you, man.
Let me state this. Change.
Go ahead.
Change, you know. I got angry, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I do understand this, you know. My niece, she chose to get with a dope dealer. She has easy access to everything that she had. But me, I made a change a long time ago in my life. If I had not made the change in my life that I made, I would be going down there tomorrow morning to find him and kill him. But
right,
no,
I got you, bro.
That's not the answer. Look, change. A lot of things that we cannot change. We live, we die, but I would much rather for a person to die of old age rather than sitting in drawers getting killed, or you got a woman in the house with you, she got easy access to it, she's hooked, she can take as many drawers or whatever that her boyfriend Dilla got around the house and died, like my niece.
Yeah, man.
You know? You can change your mindset. You can change a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's hurtful to me. But when I go to Memphis tomorrow, I'm going to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, I will be back in Nashville.
Bless you, man. Go ahead.
That young man, hey, he will get what's coming to him. If I didn't have a change in my mind or the mindset that I have, I would be out to kill him. But no one makes no one take dope. Now, talk to me, Reverend Wong.
I'm listening. Yes, sir. I'm glad that you're saying that, so I wanted to make sure that what we're talking about tonight is very fitting for your situation, and we're going to believe that when you go down there, when you get there, that same thing we're talking about tonight, you would be able to carry it out, because you remember when I just read about being led away by the error of the wicked, so make sure you keep that same steadfastness that you have right now, Brother Outcast. I mean, because you have it. I hear you speaking it, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that you're bringing it out. So that means you'll get a chance to practice it from this time until you get there and back from Memphis, you know what I mean? You know, don't be led away by the error of the wicked. So this is what I want to finish off with the reason of this, if you will. Listen to this, Brother Outcast. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In other words, you're going to grow from this. You're not going to be led away by the error of the wicked, cause you to go down there and do something that will cause you to be inflicted with something that's going to have you running, duck, and dodging. And I know you may have the mentality of, I don't care, because that's what that would be. But in the midst of your growth, I want to encourage you, brother, and let you know you're on the right track. You put it out there. That's beautiful. And, you know, God's going to cover you. We're going to pray and believe that everything that you're going down there to do is going to come to pass, you know, and you would be right on back up in here, man, and I'm sure.
I mean, you know, like Reverend Doctor's mother, you know, she died gratefully. You know, it wasn't by no one else's hand, dealt, you know, when you're up in age, you know. It's calm.
Yeah, that's
natural. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
This stuff hit on the same page, but it's different. But I have to, Reverend Dockery, his mother was up in age. My niece, 25 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going down tomorrow. Listen to me. I'm going down tomorrow because they just released a body yesterday.
Okay.
You know, I may not come back until Thursday, but my intention is to come back tomorrow.
Okay.
My older sister, they came around burning candles. And the guy got maybe two babies by my niece. He told my his baby's mama. My older sister went over and told him because they went to her father's house, which my sister, she's dead.
Okay.
They went to her father's house. My older sister went over and said, no, get away from here with that.
Okay.
I know I'm going down ahead of time. Yeah, I'm going down tomorrow because I do not want to be at the funeral.
Okay.
I don't want to be there because talk to my older sister. And I have enough sense to realize, Outcast, you do not need to be there because you might flip the script and you know better.
Okay. All right.
Well, ahead of time, get out.
Yeah, whatever's beneficial for you, brother, we're going to believe God for you. And I want you to just stay right there with where you're at, you know what I mean? And we got a little bit more to go. And we would, you know, reiterate about it because I know your heart is heavy, you know. And God is going to cover you, and we're going to have you with enough strength that you would go down and do just that. Or even if you happen to go to the funeral, you're going to be all right. Brother Charles came in. I want to make sure we get a chance to hear from him, if you will. Brother Charles, come on. You've been listening to Talk Straight, and we've been straight talking all night long, man. I mean, we're keeping it real here, and I thank God for Pastor Reuben Dockery. I don't know. I told you about his mother. Whether you heard it or not, his mother passed, and he's just sitting back right now, absorbing, you know, getting him some strength to carry out what it is that needs to be done concerning his mother. And it wasn't long ago when his father passed, so we're dealing with the situation that he wanted the message still to go out. So we thank God for him and for all that he has done as well as what he's doing now. But talk to him and let him know that you're here, you know.
All right. I definitely want to send my condolences to his family during this hard time right now. And that's exactly what it is. It's a hard time. It's definitely a hard time. We all have experienced it, so it's only so much the words can say in a particular situation. But I do want him to know that we definitely here for him. You definitely got me.
Yeah.
I'm right here for you. Any kind of support I can do for you, I'm right here for you. I do appreciate what you're doing, and I understand sometimes, you know, I like to remember the good times. I know the good definitely outweigh the bad.
Yes, sir.
And I want him to be, you know, just to keep on going forth with what he's doing. Because sometimes he'd be right there on the cusp of things, and stuff happen like that. You know, you gotta show your strength. I know you got. I already know you got to him speak every night. He speak well. He's doing a great thing for people. That's something that he don't have to take time out to do. I appreciate him taking time out of his personal life to make sure everybody likes around him is okay. I appreciate that. And sometimes when you're on a road of greatness, the enemy knows you're on a road of greatness. I'm not trying to say that's the reason why stuff like that happens, but sometimes don't let it stop you from your mission. That's what I want to say. Just keep on pressing forward. Keep on pressing forward, and I promise. It gets better, and I do understand pain hurt. I lost a brother as well.
True.
And it do take time, you know, to go through. I mean, that's a loved one. I mean, that's his mother. I mean, I can only imagine right now.
Yes, sir, brother. I tell you.
From this one, but, man, I'm here, man. We're going to keep on pressing together through this one. We're going to keep on pressing together.
That's outstanding, okay, brother. Yeah. That is outstanding.
Just keep faith in God like you've been doing. Continue to be the man that God made you to be.
He's humble, you know that, Charles?
And you're just right here at the cusp of something. Something big about to happen in your life. I can't put my hand on it, but I know something as good is about to happen. And sometimes stuff like that. Sometimes stuff happens right before a big change is about to happen.
Oh my goodness, brother.
It's not meant to tear you down. It's only to make you stronger than what you already are. You're very strong now.
Yes, sir, right, brother.
A whole lot stronger than what you are. Just keep on pressing forward. She loves you. I know you love her.
Yeah.
Like Outkast said, it's a blessing to live to see older years in your life. So her life was definitely appreciated and loved and cared by all the loved ones. Just keep on pressing forward. Some people not going to make it even get to see that age. I mean, it's a blessing to be, to still have your mom out here. Like, it's a blessing just to reach the age. So it's not a negative thing. It's something we all got to go through. We all going to experience.
Yes, sir.
I say, man, just stay strong. Stay strong. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
Glory to God. Yes, sir, brother. That's outstanding information there, brother. John, you spoke a word just then, brother. And I tell you now, you know, it sounds to me the word of God says secret things belong unto the Lord God. But once they reveal, they belong to you. So you're saying that God got some things in store for him that he may not reveal right now. But once you reveal it to him, it's something big going to happen. Glory to God. Amen. I know he received that, and I know he embraced it because, again, we put emphasis on how appreciative we are concerning the things that he is doing as well as what he has done already. Man, so, you know, this is amazing, brother, that he's being lifted up, and I'm sure he can receive and embrace it to the point where when he do go and participate in the homegoing of his loved one, I would like to say that there is a scripture that lines up with it according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. It says in verse 6 and 7, he says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. It sounds like to me, Brother Outcast, you said earlier that his mother had lived long life, and the time of her departure is at hand. And the thing that I like the most is that I have fought the good fight. I have finished yeah. the race. But most of all, I have kept the faith. And that's what she's done. She went all the way.
Right.
And we can glorify God on behalf of that, because so many at a young age, as you said, brother, you know, we're going to live and die. But how are we living and dying? What is going on? And how can we straighten it out? And what we're fighting for is where we can all assemble one day and say we finally got it together, that a person
Amen.
Will be able to support you, will be able to not worry about a drive-by and all that kind of nicknames that they have for these gunshots and everything like that. When is it going to come a time? I'm believing God for it, though. You know how it is. He said, call those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
We have to speak. See, Brother Charles said that God got something in store for Pastor Dockery, and I believe that. And so the time is going to come where we as a people, man, we're going to become all on one accord, even though it looks like we are losing day in and day out. But it only takes but a moment, man, just a moment, because the Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that's how fast change takes place, for the good as well as for the bad. So now we have to continue to press on, brother. And I thank God for all the information that's going forth. We thank God for everything that's happened here on this night as we continue to be uplifting one another as well as uplifting Pastor Dockery. And Brother Outcast, when you do again go down the road, brother, we're going to believe that
I
the time
you,
has come. You know what
brother,
I mean?
I will leave with, I'm leaving with the clothes on my back. My intention
yes,
is to come back tomorrow.
I don't okay,
but
brother.
The preparations are being made. I'll wash the clothes on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And if I stand before them and I speak, I not only speak for myself,
yeah.
I speak from the word of Reverend Waller. I speak
Bless
from
God.
The words of Reverend Dockery.
Go
drop
ahead,
that
brother.
Dope. Get
yeah,
yourself an
that's
education.
Right. Yeah.
This is what you Lord, all fight for, trying to bring these young people back. 25 years old, 4 children, 1 cripple,
yeah.
first born.
Yeah, man. My, my, my. I tell
die
you,
die a good life. Die a good life.
Yeah.
Die, die in age with wisdom and knowledge, and you reared your
yeah.
children, you taught them right from wrong. That's Reverend Doctor's
Lord.
Mother. You know,
yeah.
teach them right from wrong. Stand
yes,
on the
sir.
Right path. Look at Reverend Dockery.
Yes, sir.
Do
so there's
stand.
A form of, there's a form of memory.
Man.
Yes, sir, brother.
And
so
I
he
hope.
Can embrace. Yeah, he can embrace the memories of that Brother Outcast and Brother Charles. He can embrace again. I say the memories, and I'm sure there was a many. You know, and when you get a chance to tap into it, oh, brother, man. You know, it's like, you know how you're traveling down memory lane. See, now that the scripture says, you know, I am ready to be offered up. In other words, that was a ready position that she was already in. And now that it has taken place, and knowing that she have lived longevity, and she have watched her kids, glory to God. And so, you know, it's amazing how one can celebrate that. You know what I mean? And when I say celebrate that, man, it's a worthy celebration when you can take and tap into the memories of saying, Mom, she done everything that she was set out to do on this side, but now she says she was ready, you know, in her action. You know what I mean? And that's the beautiful part about change when it takes place, man. You know, learning to accept the things that we're unable to change is benefits in it. Because, again, in order, you got two particular deaths that took place. Because at the judgment seat of Christ, you know, one's going to have to sit at that table at that time of life, no matter whether he was young or of age. You know, there's a judgment seat of Christ, which is fine. But then here comes an opportunity to put in motion things that we have learned, because everything that's happening in the streets now is as a result of a learning behavior. And that's how the enemy utilizes power. See, he takes innocent people and put before innocent people, we call them innocent eyes, innocent ears, innocent talk, and put before them everything that they need to cause more destruction. But I know a God that can supersede anything that the enemy has thrown us in the past versus what he's throwing us right now, because we serve a God that I believe that can step in when we learn of him. And again, we have had a tough time. I'd be the first to admit that, because I got caught up into the trap, and I'm sure there's multitudes of people right now as we speak, not into it, but just getting caught into it and don't even know it, versus the one that was saying easy access, and that's going on as well. That's the power of darkness. But I know in my belief that the time is going to come where you're going to see that change is going to take place, and it won't be very long. You know how the scripture said, and we came to ourselves. Man, that's change. And we learn how to accept that, hey, we're no longer like we used to be. We're no longer ignorant of your devices, because the enemy has devices, man. The Bible says, and I'm going to turn it over, the Bible says, unless Satan get the advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. So now the time has come where we have to carry this out. And I mean, when 100%. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think the churches today, man, it's time for them to step out and, you know, and present something to the people on the outside. Let them know that you have something to offer, because if you don't present something to them, not many people are going to just walk into the church. See, Outkast, Brother Charles, and Pastor Doctrine. See, I did not just walk into the church, man. That's not how I went to church. It was a man that came out of the church building and said something corrupted the community. He didn't put me down. He just extended an invitation for me to come to church, man. And believe me, brother, I didn't go when he asked me. But this is what I told him. I remember this is plain. I said, I'll be up there one day. Well, I didn't know the one day when it was going to come. So he came back. I guess I didn't come fast enough. He came back 2 or 3 weeks later and let his window down and said, I'm still waiting. And I said, I'll be up there one day. I didn't run. I didn't duck and hide from him or nothing. Well, my life spent out of control. Years went by. And the pain got so severe, and I thought about that man. And that's what caused me to go up into that church, man. And believe me, man, change took place. It's a long story short, brother. And so, you know, when I think about the young lady that's 25, and I've been delivered from drugs for 25 years and counting, and it just weighed on me when you said that. You know, so we got the number of the enemy. We have to make it known that we have your number. We don't have to go around talking about, I got your number. No, we have to apply it. Action, you know, and that's how we're going to be able to accomplish freedom for our people, man, all over the country, because we are self-destructive.
I'm not going to Memphis. Going to Memphis angry.
Yeah.
Anger.
I like the
of nothing. I go with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if I was like I used to be, I wouldn't have nothing but violence on my mind, but that's not the answer. And
yeah, no,
you know, it's stuff happening at the same time. But
yeah, I want you to hold that Outkast. We're gonna have you to come back in. I think Brother Charles wanted to say something, but before we do, we're gonna go back to the commercial.
I'm listening.
And I want you to keep that same intensity. When you get back, we'll come right on back. I didn't want to really cut you off. I just want to make sure the time frame.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll get that in there and come right on back. And talk about it. You know, it's a very interesting dialogue, man. I think it's a beautiful thing, man, that we can all be on one accord about this situation and get some things done and trust that someone will be able to receive information. So after this commercial, we'll be back to Talk Straight.
Reverend Reuben Dockery. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight on Blog Talk Radio. Here, you can share your thoughts as well as become informed about very important social issues confronting society today. Please take the time to visit my website at bfcinstitute.com. That's bfcinstitute.com to learn more about our efforts to educate, inspire, and empower disadvantaged families across America to improve the quality of life. The best way to stay in the loop of future broadcasts, times and locations for our traveling educational lecture series, and innovative ideas is to become a BFC Institute seminar participant. You may do so by clicking the Join Our Group tab on the home page. I would be delighted to respond to your suggestions and engage you further in most transformative information. Again, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to hearing from you online.
God is good. Welcome again back to Talk Straight. We are making it known that we're keeping it real. We are speaking information. We thank God for all of you that's tuned in on behalf of Pastor Dockery and him sitting in with us tonight. I'm hosting the show, and we have less than 27 minutes, I would say. We have had a ball up to this point, learning how to accept things we are unable to change. And I just want to go back to put something on the table, and I know Brother Outcast and Brother Charles, I thank God for you, and for all of those who desire to tune in, call in if you choose to. We will be open to listening to what you have to say. The number is 657-383-0944. Call in. Your questions or comments, we will be glad to talk to you tonight. I want you all to listen to this, and then I'm going to get you, Brother Outcast and Brother Charles, if you will, to talk to me about this. This particular passage of scripture we dealt with earlier was talking about being led away by the error of the wicked. So we have to learn how to beware, keep a steadfastness, that we may fall out of our own steadfast, and mean as a person's relationship with your foundation. Notice that it said here, I am warning you ahead of time, dear friend, be on guard so that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Amazing. Amazing, man. And lose your own secure footing. meaning that you have a foundation now. We are talking about things you can't change and versus things that you can. So either way it goes, you have to accept what you cannot change. And, hey, man, if I got a foundation, I don't want to change it. I want to make sure that I stand firm, because a lot of times the wicked will cause a person, if he can, lure you back in, if he can, and get you knocked off your own steadfastness. I've been there. I understand a lot of things in my life, man. It has been challenging, I must admit. So I needed this tonight myself, glory to God, that I can positively say, thank God for accepting what I'm unable to change. Outcast, you had something to say, brother. Go ahead. And Charles, I want you to say something after that, if you will. I appreciate it. Outcast, are you here? Brother Charles?
Yes.
Yes, sir,
I
brother.
I want to say, sometimes, the devil, he loves to attack the mind. I mean, that's his best tool. If he can get you in the mind, the rest going to fall. So you got to keep your mind on the word. You got to keep your mind on, that's a good foundation, keeping the word in your heart.
Yeah.
You got to keep the foundation. Now, if you keep that foundation, then the enemy can't, his blows is not going to be as mighty, because you have something to respond with. Mm. And I feel like the young generation, if you don't know the word, if you don't have the word in your heart, it's easy for the devil to attack. So now what I'm saying is you got to put down the guns and be strapped with the word. Because the only thing that's going to keep you in good grace with God is keeping that word on your heart. Because the word is never going to change. The word is going to always be the word. And once you got that, once you got that armor on you, you protect it. See, when the devil try to throw something at you can see it from a mile away.
You can see it
before it's coming. And not only that, you'll know how to respond, and you'll know that's of wicked when he's throwing them blows at you. So if you want to change for the goodness of God. God would never put your life in harm's way. So you'll know if it's of God, because God would never put harm in your way. So if you're out here doing harmful things, then you definitely need to change. Because he's trying to kill your future and your kids' future. So you got to stay with your armor on and stay protected. You got to keep that word in your mind and in your heart and meditate on it on the daily. So you know the battle you're up against.
Yeah, I like that, man. You know, you was right on target, brother. You know, so you said when he aims to hit you, the blows won't be, I would say, more effective than he would like for them to be. And, you know, I like the part where you put in there, and it seemed like to me it's lined up with the scripture. He said, I am warning you ahead of time. That means you say you can see it afar. Dear friends, be on guard that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. So that says right there that they're definitely trying to shoot at you to get you knocked off with your own steadfastness, man. That's amazing that you said that. And so you say the young people who don't have been that young person, young and dumb and inexperienced, full of fluent, always ready to do it and got captured. And so many today is happening that way. But I believe with information, I believe there's enough young people that's intelligent. And when I say that's intelligent, brother, I'm talking about they would take information and receive it if it was presented. So apparently it's not being presented to them outside. I just like to believe that now. I could be wrong. But I know I'm out in the streets in my era, in the area that I'm in the streets. I don't see many people out of the churches coming out, you know, and being out on the ground. I don't see it. And that is that to belittle the church? No. It's just talking as we talk tonight. We're talking straight.
Right.
And if you talk to the people, you know, you're giving it to them straight. There was a guy, I'm going to let you get back into what you were talking about. There's a friend of mine, you know, the pastor of the church, and the name of the church is called Straight Word. And I like when they shoot straight word. That's what they need. They need somebody to shoot straight with them out there, man. And I believe that they will open up, receive, and not forget that somebody really cares. But right now, they're not getting that, man. I mean, in the area that I'm in, I just don't see it. You know, but the beautiful part about it is this. It's available. It can still be accomplished only if we, as I said, only if we post up in many areas that's available for information. There's a lot of areas that's right there crying out, somebody help me. Somebody tell me what's going on. How can I change my direction? But we're keeping the information to ourselves. Not good. Not good. All right, brother. Come right on in. Talk to me.
You're right. That's not good. We're keeping information to ourselves. I don't think a lot of people don't know. I don't think people are trying to do it intentionally. I think everybody has a personal relationship with God. But the only thing about it is, any more people sharing their experience they have with God to other people. Because when you know you're on the outside looking in, you just think people got better luck than you. They don't have better luck than you. They got a better relationship with the Most High than you. Not saying that you can't have that same relationship. You gotta really, you know, people gotta really get out there and start sharing their testimonies with God, you know, with the goodness of God, what He's done for you in your life. So I appreciate you coming on every night, Pastor Wallace, and sharing your experience and how God changed your life. We need more people out there to, you know, to share their testimony like that as well, because God can bring you out of any situation. And I mean any situation. And it's the only reason why a lot of people have a lot of problems is it's just lack of knowledge. So whatever you did in the past, you might have fallen short a little bit, but that's just because you didn't know no better. So don't beat yourself up and say, man, you know, everything is. I mean, be thankful for a testimony, because, you know, you're still being tested in the midst right now. It's not over. The battle's not over with yet. He's still using you right now. He's going to bring you closer to you. I mean, he's trying to bring you closer to him. That's the point of you going through so much heartache and pain and so much stuff. It's because he's trying to reveal him to you. You don't want to give credit to no man. It's not going to be a pastor. You're going to be able to separate God doing him, God bringing you out of this. Because when God brings you out of a situation, you're going to know it wasn't your mama. You're going to know it wasn't your daddy. It was your cousin.
Yeah.
God wants you fully undivided attention to know it was him that brought you out. And that's why he takes us through so much so you won't get confused on where it came from. Because sometimes we'll get puffed up a little pride and what I did it myself. I brought myself out of the situation. When you get like that, he'll keep you in a situation until he breaks you down, until you on your knees, on your face crying. That's what he wants you. He wants you to a point in your life where you on your knees and you crying out. That's when he come and deliver you out of a situation. Until you done been on your knees and broke down and cried on your face.
Man. That's it, brother. I tell you,
until you get there. He wanna see you down like that. Until you done broke down, you ain't ready for change until you done got on your knees and on your face and you pray to God. That's when he'll reveal him to you. So you clearly who you prayed to and who delivered you out of the situation.
Yes, brother. Good God Almighty. Mm. Well, I tell you what, you hit hard right then, brother, because you just let it all be known, you know. And the song is rendered, it says, down on my knees, I pray that your will be done. And I tell you, man, that's what it took, brother. You know, Heavenly Father, creator of all things, man, you know, we got to continue to pray for the sick and the weak ones too. And all of those who are strong, we got to let them know their purpose. And I tell you, let them be agents for him, man, and let them work for him. And that's what the old days used to say, man, years ago. And I didn't have no understanding of being free at that time, but I was still listening to all the powerful music that was getting inside my system. So when I look back over it now, it fits very well. You know, praying to the Heavenly Father, you know, best love of all. You see, and once we have a love like that, you know, that accept people just like they are. There's some people right now that's tuned in, that know somebody. And all they need to do is just go tell somebody that they know that God is a good God, that he would accept you just like you are. But I like the part that he won't leave you the same way he accepts you. And see, that's the purpose of going to him. And that's why I say a lot of people respect God, but they don't want to come to him like they are because they feel like they're doing wrong. But that's the only way for him to straighten out your wrong and make it right. is to go to him as you are. Come to him just that way. Don't hold back. Just be bold enough to say, well, I've done all this other stuff that's causing all this pain. You know, and let me go do something positive. Let me just come to him like I am and say, God, here I am. Man, I don't know nothing about you, but here I am. I heard so much about you. I'm willing to try you for myself. You know, and that's what happened, Brother Charles. I had that time, man. I wanted to get to know him, and I just came to him just like I was, man. And I thank God for the reminder, brother. I appreciate that because it's not easy. It's not easy to test out here, man. Testifying about the goodness of God, but that's what I've been assigned to do, and I have thanked him up to this point for keeping me free for just 25 years, man. I'm really grateful for it. I am, I must admit. Challenging, I must say, but I'm truly grateful. And I guess the time is winding down, and we are closing in on, man, what I would say, what Pastor Docker would say all the time, man, where did time go? Yeah, you know, and here we are, we 10 minutes left, and we are still open for calls. If you happen to choose to call, we welcome you to Talk Straight. If you're just tuning in, we thank Brother Charles and Brother Outcast, and again, we are lifting up Pastor Dockery and his family concerning his mother, and again, it wasn't long ago his father passed, so he has a double dose of memories that he has to combine all together, and we're going to believe God that he would be able to make it through it with those precious memories, both good and bad at times. I mean, Pastor Buckley, he has been through, they was able to school him enough that he wasn't able to get captured into the game that he knows so well. And that's why he has such a compassion for, because he said it could have been him still stuck off into a situation. But the prayers from his mom and dad, man, I just thank God for how he ended up in Nashville and went on and got a strong education, and he's applying it in his life. Glory to God. So I just want to say again to my friend that my condolences goes out to him and his family in a mighty way. The floor is still open.
Yeah.
Floor is still open, man. Just we're going to just cruise on through. Go ahead.
Okay. I believe God's going to use him in a mighty way.
Yes, sir.
I believe he's going to use him in a mighty way. He take you through. Because he know the man that Pastor the Reverend Doctor is. So you got to go through. He's going through for somebody else out here. He's going through before somebody else out here, so he can tell somebody that God's gonna be, that everything's gonna be all right. Sometimes you're in a position, especially in a position of definite leadership. Sometimes you take the leaders through first, but you know the direction, you know the way. So you can't talk about nothing you ain't never been through. Now he done lost mother and father. I mean, what bigger battle is that to go through out here? I mean. What more can happen, though? What else?
And still,
if he can come out and he can still stay strong right here, he's gonna be a mighty man of God.
That's amazing.
Discourage you. Just stay positive and keep moving forward, knowing that you're on the right path. This is a time when the enemy want to attack you and make you want to be discouraged and make you don't want to do it. You got to keep on because he taking you through for a reason. Because you're gonna have to talk to people. Like you're talking to people right now. You know, you're reaching people. There's people out there what you're going through. They want to know. So how did you come out of it? He's going to have something. I know he's going to come out of it. He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right.
He said it.
But it takes the leaders to do that. You can't talk about it unless you've been through it.
That is good information there, brother. Because
all glory to God.
Yes, sir, man. You know, God is awesome because of just that you said, man, you know, him being a leader and being able to go through it, and it could help someone else that's tuned in tonight that's dealing with a situation concerning a loved one, just knowing how to accept things that one is unable to change, man. I mean, that's just pretty big because a lot of times a person would try to change something that he's unable to change, man. And I mean, death is one of them. You know, I've heard people say, no, no, it can't be. I know that didn't happen. You know, and they try to do it. It's not a blame or a put down. It's just a hurt. It's a pain that's so severe. You know, sometimes it's regret. Sometimes the person didn't get a chance to do or to be there for the loved one like they preferred to be. And, you know, and it just caused them to be in such a, I would say, a position of regret. And they say, no, it can't be. I've seen them, you know, because I've done a lot of funerals, and they stand over the casket, man, and almost wanted to take the person out of there, trying to change what they're unable to change. And that's what I'm saying about that. I didn't say that a person shouldn't weep, because the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but then there's some joy that's going to show up in the morning. So there's nothing wrong with weeping, and weeping in the manner that you know how, whether it's over into the casket or whatever. If you can learn to accept, in spite of what one may be looking at, they may have a dynamite relationship with the Lord while they open the casket, not saying that they try to bring them back, but just in case that is the case. And, you know, they standing on pondering, you know, trying to change something that they're unable to change. That's when you're having a tough time. But when you accept things that you're unable to change, man, then it gets better with how to deal with it. Man, you don't, I'm so glad you don't take away the members. You know, it's, you know, by having the members, sometimes you think, well, have you accepted it yet? Well, I would say, you know, it took some time, but I've learned to accept. It was in 96 when my mother passed. I still think about it every day. I still listen to the power of her voice, and, you know, she still instructs me from time to time in my behavior. You know, my behavior, sometimes I want to go back and do some of the things I used to do, and I hear that voice. My. Brother Charles, Brother Akaz, Brother Doctor, and the people who are tuned in, man, I hear that power or that voice of my mother, man, and I just keep on trucking. And I just keep on pushing. I can hear a voice telling me, Ricky, don't you turn back now. And, man, that voice, man, is still valuable today. And so I appreciate my mother for the power that she still has in my life. So it's a big thing to learn to accept what we are unable to change. That's been our topic tonight, learning how, you know, if you don't mind, I will elaborate on Matthew 11, verse 29. I mentioned it earlier tonight, but I would like to elaborate on it, if you will, and to make known of the power there is. It's such a great form of knowledge, you know, to be able to take what he has to offer. When he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, that to me is awesome, you know. And in this translation it says, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, that's amazing, man. It's let me teach you. Let me school you. And that's the thing about people out in the world. Man, if they would learn, I believe that change would be so relevant only if they learn. Because they're learning a lot of things, man, and it's a lot of things that has gotten their attention. And mm-hmm. the world's way, we talked about it earlier, you see, it was a profiling thing going on. Let me profile this new generation. They don't know nothing about God. Let me put this before them. And everything they put before them by the way of the wicked is getting their minds and their hearts. And that's the reason why destruction is on an all-time high. But again, we still serve a mighty God that's able to turn things around.
Well, glory to God.
Someone just tuned in. I want to hear from them. If so, go ahead, and we want to make sure we have around 6 minutes. I'm going to see if I can get Alcaz you back on the line. If not, Brother Charles, I want you to be able to talk to us, and as we begin to wind down, we have had a blast. It's been a joy. You know, it's been a joy. So you know, when you think about learning of him, that's what I think the scripture says. He said, take my, meaning he has something to offer. And when he has something to offer you, he wants you to know that I'm offering this to you. I'm not going to force it. He just said, take my. There's a lot of people deserve information, man. So y'all talk to me, brother, about that. Take my yoke upon you.
You say it again?
Yeah, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's what he's saying. He's saying, learn of me. And when we learn, he said, look, I can give you rest. I know you're tired of doing what you've been doing. And that's basically what he's saying. He says, trust me. My yoke is easy. He said, take my word. I can help you. Help yourself.
That's it.
Yeah, that's something that we deserve. You know, you definitely.
Yeah, and all of that, you got to get in your word. You got to read about it. You got to sit there and meditate on it. Yeah, let the Spirit lead you through the Bible. I don't believe in reading the Bible from front to back. Just let the Spirit lead you. You just open your Bible, and I promise you, sometimes He'll put you right in the right direction. You'd be amazed how many pages in that Bible. If you just open it up, and I promise He can direct you to your situation there. I believe that. I believe it.
All without, I'm a firm believer in that.
I believe with change, with no pain, no power. So when He's taking you through, because He hears your prayers, and you got to understand that how God talks to you, He talks to you through trials and tribulations. So when you're praying for great things, sometimes He takes you through great storms, because He's building you up, He's building your character, He's building your faith, He's building your trust, He's building everything. That relationship up. Sometimes He don't talk words, and when He do, sometimes He talk and just, He might just say yeah, might just say no.
Yeah.
Sometimes He don't talk full sentences. Sometimes He talk a lot of times going through situations, He'll take you through. And sometimes that'll be answering your prayer. You don't even know He's answering your prayer by taking you through. So go through your storms and know that that's normal communication with God. He take you through trials and tribulation, not to hurt you, but to build you up for the future battles.
That's right.
You just got to keep on pressing through it, because He's making you a stronger individual, and you'll have a greater appreciation of Him taking you through that, and it'll make your life a whole lot easier, so you won't feel that pain ever again.
Man, that's amazing, man. That's outstanding to hear that. You know, He'll meet you where you are. That's basically what you're saying, Brother Charles. He'll meet you right where you are, and I like that, because He'll understand your language, and then you'll learn His. And that's, you know, when I got with Him, you know what kind of language I understood, Brother Charles. It didn't have nothing to do with the Bible, and I like that, according to what I knew. But He got down on my level, speaking the Bible without saying a word in the Bible. So that's beautiful that you said that. In other words, check this out. This is what He talked about. He said, Rick, I know you love heroin. I mean, why would He say that? Because He knew I did. But He did also let me know I can change. And it was amazing, man, that you said that. And He got down on my level to bring me up to His. And that's how it happened. You know, he saw a humble individual, and He was able to, you know, get my attention. And that's how it all happened. It did not happen with the Bible, man, and I'm so grateful. Oh, man, we have about 60 seconds left, man. Brother Charles, say something to us, brother, and then we'll be able to get out of here, and we'll see you on the next time on Thursday. We'll be back to talk straight again. Talk to us, brother.
I just want to pray for the family. I just want to pray for the family and all the families out there across the world who's listening in at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Pray. Father God,
yes,
in the mighty name
praise.
Of Jesus. Lord God, I want to be on this line tonight, Lord God. Lift every spirit
Thank
up
you.
On this line, Lord God. Be with every family out here, Lord God, that's hurting in the same manner, Lord God.
Yes.
I ask you right
yes,
now, Lord God, to reveal more of you to these people, Lord God. Show them that you're the Lord of all, Lord. You're the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. Show them that you have the power to change any situation, to change any trial or tribulation that they ever experienced. Whether you're going through drug addiction, abusive relationships, whatever the matter might be, Lord God. Ask them to show them the power that you have in your right hand, Lord God, that you can change any situation in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I'm asking you to test these families right now on this line tonight, Lord God.
I'd ask you to take away the pain right now. Take away the fear, Lord God. Keep their mind in perfect peace, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Do it right now, Lord God. I'm asking you things because I've seen it in my own life, and I know it's to be real, Lord God. I know how you changed my life and my path, Lord God. I know you can change their life the same way, Lord God. Whatever pain they're having right now, Lord God, I know you can take it away because you took it away from me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to do it now, Lord God. Show them that you got yourself, Lord God. That you can put power into them right now, Lord God, and show them right now, Lord God, that you're taking them through this season right now, Lord God, not to hurt them, Lord God, but just to build them up in character, Lord God, to keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. Let them know it's your will, Lord God. Let them know that you don't make no mistakes, Lord God. Just give them understanding right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to do that right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We praise God for that fervent prayer. That was very uplifting. This is Talk Straight. I am your host tonight, Pastor Ricky Waller. I'm sitting in for Pastor Reuben Dockrin. We'll see you on the next time. God bless you. Amen. Thanks again, my brother.
Amen.